Muchas gracias. Acá estamos con el Azteca Barrios para charlar de su combate del 26 de junio en Atlanta ante Gervonta Davis. Acá estamos David Faitelson, Jorge Eduardo Sánchez. Bueno, Mario, queremos saber cómo te sientes una vez que ya está bien cerca la hora del combate ante un peleador de élite como Gervonta Davis.
I'm feeling ready. I have had a great training camp. You know, and we're looking, you know, right on point, you know, to making another successful title defense. We know we have a very difficult fight in front of us, but, you know, Gervonta, he has a very difficult fight in front of him. So, I mean, I look forward to going out there and continuing on showing everybody in the boxing world the fighter, you know, that El Azteca is.
Mario, Gervonta viene subiendo a las 140 libras. ¿Tú crees que él resienta el cambio de división?
I'm not too sure, but, you know, we're going into this fight, you know, like, you know, he's going to be very, very powerful. You know, we know he's a quick fighter, but, you know, like I said, he has a difficult fight in front of him. I only have one fight at 140 that has gone the distance. And, you know, even in that one fight, I put, you know, my opponent on the canvas twice. So, I mean, he's going to be in there with someone who is just as dangerous as him.
Mario, tú eres un peleador con una pegada muy potente. Le sacas una buena cantidad de centímetros en el tamaño físico a Gervonta Davis. ¿Cómo hacer para no caer en los errores de Leo Santa Cruz?
I mean, you know, Santa Cruz is, you know, a great fighter. I'm taking nothing away from him. But, you know, in the fight with Tank, you know, he made a mistake and he paid for it. And but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a complete different fighter than Santa Cruz. And, you know, I don't think Gervonta Davis is going to fight me in the same way that he fought Santa Cruz. Because, you know, if he does, then, you know, he's going to get hurt.
Mario, por lo que representa Gervonta Davis en este momento, su marca invicta, su récord de knockouts, ¿qué tan sorpresivo sería que Mario Barrios saliera triunfal de esta pelea?
You know, if everything goes how we're planning, you know, and I come out victorious, it's gonna mean a lot to me and, you know, my career. I know, you know, Gervonta is a dangerous puncher, but you know, like I said, you know, so am I. I only have one fight at 140 that you know, has gone the distance. And, you know, Gervonta is jumping up two weight classes, you know, so he has to show everybody that you know, he can be in there with someone, you know, with my size, you know, with speed, with power, with height.
Mario, ¿cuál es el plan de combate contra un peleador del estilo de Gervonta Davis que le saca mucho provecho a los uppers con la mano izquierda? ¿Cómo planeas imponer tu físico, tu talla, y obviamente tu largo alcance?
Like, you know, like I've said, you know, we know, you know, that's, you know, one of Gervonta's favorite punches is that uppercut. You know, he's always looking for it. But, you know, I mean, I've always had, you know, a good uppercut myself. You know, like I said, he has to deal with my length, you know, with my size. So it's not going to be easy for him, you know, to land those short uppercuts when, you know, he's on the end of my punches.
Mario, una última pregunta de mi parte. ¿A quién consideras tú el mejor boxeador del mundo libra por libra? Teniendo nombres muy interesantes en esta época, ¿quién es para Mario Barrios el mejor del mundo libra por libra?
Easily, I mean, for me, pound for pound fighter right now is Canelo. I know, just given everything that Canelo Alvarez has, you know, has accomplished, you know, in the sport, I don't think, I mean, I don't know how, you know, Canelo isn't everybody's number one pound for pound right now, but he's definitely mine.
Mario, ya para finalizar esta charla en A los Golpes, viene por delante un peleador durísimo. Puede ser una gran victoria para ti que marque el rumbo de tu carrera. Obviamente ningún peleador piensa en perder antes de un combate, sobre todo de esta magnitud. ¿Cómo visualizas la pelea? ¿Cómo la imaginas? Yo pienso que puede ser en tu favor, pero ¿cómo la visualizas tú, Mario?
I just had to, you know, just go out there and, you know, just work on, you know, on what we've been working on in the gym the last couple of weeks. Just do what I can, you know, to stay focused. And I know if I do that, you know, come June 26th, whether it's by knockout, whether it's by decision, I'll be victorious, you know, as long as, you know, I just stick with the game plan that we have right now. Muchas gracias a los golpes, a toda mi gente. Y, yeah, man, I'm excited. You know, everybody make sure to tune in.
Mucho éxito. Muchas gracias a Mario Barrios. Y nosotros continuamos en A los Golpes.